We are reaching the climax of Sangam Yuga, the age of confluence. And because of that, this is a time in which the grace of hyper-empowerment is being offered to those who wish to receive that siddhi. It is the convergence of the omega and the alpha, the beginning and the end. In the phenomenal calendars of this plane, we are in the period of the Jewish New Year, which also symbolizes the new kalpa, the new cycle. And the new cycle also is the celebration of the end of the old, in which the new is born. And so the Jewish New Year and the Christian Christmas are the same holiday from two different sides of the singularity. And so this is the birth of the divine nature fully into this world, and the beginning of a new world as a result of that avataric fulfillment. It is being offered to all souls who wish to let go of their limitations that are sustained by false beliefs and enter into the divine nature that is present in everyone, because all are manifestations of the One Supreme Self. In Sanskrit, this moment of Sangam is celebrated at every level. The word I, for example, aham, the ah is the alpha, or aleph. It is the first letter of the alphabet. The ha is the last letter. And the represents, as in Om, the singularity, that is the finality and fulfillment of life that brings us to the silence of the singularity that is at the end of time and produces a new beginning. So we are reaching that moment of the fulfillment of becoming the real I, the one I, the I of God. For the ego, reality is like a jigsaw puzzle that has been taken completely apart, and all of its pieces strewn across the floor. And the ego can only pick up a few pieces and cannot make sense of them. Most egos hold on to one little piece and try to understand all of reality from that little uneven, irrational point that, without being contextualized properly with all the other pieces, cannot make proper sense of reality, cannot see the full picture, and thus cannot get out of the puzzles that one's life creates. Those puzzles can only be seen when all of the pieces have been put together. The way that the capacity for doing that is given is in meditation, where if we are open, we will download every missing piece until the puzzle and we are complete. Because the puzzle is the picture of yourself. And you cannot know who you are until you have received every last piece of God's most beautiful work of art, that is yourself. But the intelligence to bring together all of those missing pieces requires that we accept the wisdom of those sages who have brought many of the pieces together for us, so that we do not have to start at square one. But we can recognize the truths that have been bequeathed to us by those liberated beings who have managed to put together all of the pieces of the puzzle that were meant to be known at that time. But it is only at the end of time that the final pieces are placed in the jigsaw of Jivan Mukti. It is now that if we are attentive enough, the last crowning piece of the puzzle will be given. But to make use of it, you must have put all the others together already, so you know where that piece goes. And to have that knowledge requires that you let go of the bondage to the limited false knowledge of the ego, that only has empirical knowledge of the illusion, but no knowledge of the real. Until we have traded the lower knowledge that deceives us about our true nature for the real knowledge that frees us from the bondage of the psychological attachment to the body and to the gratifications of the bodily life and those of the mental life, we cannot know the life of the spirit, let alone the eternal being of God. But now that gift is being given to those who have earned the right to know. May you establish your attention in that sphere of the real, in which all of the gifts of the Christmas tree that is the tree of life at the end of time are given from that point that is the star on the top of the tree that brings about the light of the new world. And if you realize yourself as that light, all blessings shall be given, including that of being the bestower of those blessings. May you be given the secret key to the treasure house of the highest consciousness that lies in the nucleus of the never-ending flow of grace that comes at the very center of your heart. But you must be able to keep a secret, and you must be able to transmit that secret without giving it away. And may you know the even deeper blessing of the manifestation of that light that cannot be seen, and yet illumines those who are the seers with the light that ends all darkness forever. And may you be granted the supreme secret of the knowledge of your eternal self, uncreated, uncaused, unaffected, without an other, who is the author of this cosmic play, and who writes the end and determines every destiny and grants the gifts that every destiny decrees.